This is Dr. David Whitlock with your Monday morning wake-up call, the podcast designed to help people wake up to the possibilities that surround them every day and become the persons they're meant to be in Jesus Christ. You know, being courteous and kind may seem like a very simple thing, but can also be a big deal. I can tell a lot about a person who is courteous and kind as opposed to someone who isn't. For one thing, it tells me something about the core values they live by. We talked about that last week. The person who is rude or negligent to others hasn't come to the place where other people are a significant value to them. To be sure, they care about their own, but not really about others, which is a way of saying they care about themselves or what they perceive to be extensions of themselves, not about people who aren't really able to do something for them. So they're really caring about themselves, about their kids getting on the right T-ball team, and there's certainly nothing wrong with that. But when they run over someone else to get their kid's name down first, then their desire for their own has superseded any care and concern for others. That's what I'm talking about. So here's something to think about. When you're kind, you are actually being considerate to yourself. You may never see that person again, and that's okay, but you have been courteous and kind, and in so doing, you've been true to yourself by upholding a value you have. But then again, you never know when you might see that person again, and that person might become a friend. Years ago, I used to work out at a gym in another place, and one day I was getting ready to walk in for a workout. I saw a police officer parking his motorcycle. I spoke to him. I said, "How you doing?" He said, "Fine, thanks." And then I said something like, "I appreciate what you stand for as a police officer." Now, I wasn't trying to avoid a speeding ticket, nor was I trying to make a new friend necessarily. For all I knew, I would never see this guy again. But I did see him that very day. He was working out where I was, so that fact that he was there and the fact that I had been kind and had spoken to him made it a little natural to speak to him again. And he was kind to me, so we carried on this casual conversation. Several days later, I saw him park his police motorcycle at the gym, same place, and I spoke to him again. And I was just being courteous once more, only this time I was able to call him by his name, Bobby. And so it was the same thing the next day after that, too. Well, we became friends, and we worked out together. Eventually, Bobby and his wife, Vicky, joined the church I pastored. Bobby, his wife, and my wife all became good friends, and when we moved, they traveled to see us. And then Bobby and Vicky came to my wife's funeral, and then they came to my wedding when I remarried. And they're still close friends to this day. All that started with a simple but genuine expression of kindness. "Hi, how you doing?" Now, suppose I had been kind and courteous like that, but let's suppose Bobby had gone to another gym. Suppose I never saw him again, or imagine that he wasn't a kind person himself. Of course, we wouldn't have become fast friends, but still, I would have carried within me that good feeling that at least I had been kind to someone I didn't know, a stranger. And let's face it, you don't always or even usually become friends with everyone to whom you are kind to, but you benefit from it. But if you aren't courteous and kind, it's almost certain you will not become friends with people you don't know already. 1 Corinthians 14:40 says, "Be courteous and considerate in everything." When you are, there's just no telling what good may come your way, and that good may just come in the form of a lifelong friend. So be kind and courteous for this day, and then come back here next week and join me right here, and go out there and become the person you're meant to be in Jesus Christ. Dragged a comb across my head.